95.7 The Hog. It's the Morning Hog Brew Review. It's happy hour. That's why Josh from SR Parada is sitting right over there bringing us delightful pumpkin beers. Yeah, I'll clap for you, Josh. Everybody else, too. We had a couple of great beers on the front end, and we're continuing a pumpkin theme. I've never even seen this can. I don't know what the hell's going on. That one's scaring me, to be honest with you, the next beer.
Good. So last week, we had Motorworks Oktoberfest.
Okay.
And I mentioned that we may have something this week. Well, here it is.
You did.
Yep.
You did a little tease.
So this is Motorworks Pumpkin Ale.
Ooh.
It's called Haya Gordy.
Maybe the top can I've ever seen.
Right. I think this is one of my favorite designs I've seen
incredible.
On a can. Incredible. I know my son would freak out because he's a huge hip movie fan.
Yes.
So, Haya Georgie, Haya Gordy.
Beautiful.
Great play on words. The can has the red balloon on the front.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just great marketing.
I mean, it doesn't even have to taste good, but I bet it will. I bet it will.
Right.
So, wait. So, they've done an Oktoberfest beer, and now they're doing a pumpkin beer.
That's right.
Motorworks is busy. Damn.
Yep. Over there in Bradenton and Orlando as well.
Ooh. Kind of get
this. Is, again, a first for me. I haven't had the opportunity to try this just yet.
Okay, that smells sweeter right off the hit. It just has a sweeter smell.
7.5% on this guy.
7.5%? Let me sit. I don't have a chair. Wow. All right, never mind. I'm just going to
This is fantastic tasting.
Oh, wow.
This is not what I expected.
That's extremely unique. I don't think I've ever had a pumpkin beer like
that.
There
is a lot going on in a good way. Very layered.
Wow.
So you get a lot of that pumpkin spices up front, some sweetness, kind of dissipates a little bit, and then you get a different flavor of the pumpkin itself.
It has a thicker consistency, seems like.
There's a little bit of sass on the back, too, spice, right?
Yeah.
But it's not a cinnamon spice. It may be a hot clove. Is that a thing?
Wow.
Is a hot clove a thing, Josh?
It almost reminds me of
you ever heard of a hot clove?
Yeah. A pumpkin hot toddy kind of?
Yeah.
In that direction?
Yeah, there's a little bit of warmth on the back, but not warmth in a Marzen or whatever way, but like in a heat.
Absolutely.
Like somebody dropped a little Tabasco in there, but it's not that.
That's really good, dude.
Oh, my God.
So you're saying when they say pumpkin spice, you got
holy
a little bit of spice.
Shnikes.
Literally spice, like a pepper almost. But holy crap, man.
Hmm.
Motorworks, what are you doing? What are they doing over there?
They're making good things, apparently.
They're making beer magic.
There's a lot going on in that, dude. Yeah.
So obviously,
there's a lot.
And a seasonal here, too. So rush. We need to hurry up.
Like I said, you know, with the can being as cool as it is, I'd almost buy a six-pack.
Yeah.
Keep one can.
I'd
buy a 12-pack.
Display case, for sure.
I mean, that's absolutely
wow, that is fantastic.
Although Tim can get in there, and if you guys check out the YouTube channel,
that's right.
You know, check
that's
it out.
Right. The Morning Hog on YouTube, you can check it out. Wow. Now, we should probably tell people where we can find these, right?
Hold on. I am getting some spice on the
back. Are you getting that?
Yeah.
That's a little heat, right?
I'm going to have to ask him about that.
I got to find out. There may be a secret thing in there.
Yeah.
Somebody might have dropped a pepper, right? A little cayenne.
A little jalapeno.
You know, I'm not going to confirm that, but...
If you remember the movie, the remake of the movie It, the first one, right? There was that part where Pennywise threw a bunch of peppers in Georgie's face. You remember that part? You
guys I'll have to rewatch it.
You guys remember it, right? I mean, it's probably the director.
I don't know if I've ever even seen that movie.
It was a director's cut that I saw. They might have cut that out for the theatrical release.
Yeah.
But
fiddlesticks.
Wow. I'm gonna keep sipping this. I know you got one more beer to bring us, but shoot, this is.
So we have the one that everybody looks forward to this year.
Whoa.
This time of year.
Woo!
And that's Tampa Bay's Gord's Gone Wild. I have people ask me in July when this is going to be.
Yeah, I bet. Now, what's the run time for the time you get this to the time it's gone? Usually?
So it's about August.
Mm, and, that color.
And then we try to get it out into the market by Halloween.
Okay.
You know, it's just one of those things.
Now this has lactose,
so we can see a medic.
I can smell that. I can smell.
So last
I
year,
it.
Yeah. I was told it did not, and then come to find out it did.
Yeah.
So we correct that. But yes, this does have lactose.
Okay.
I don't know if it has enough in there to if you're lactose intolerant, if it's going to bother you or not. But
so
even if
good,
it does,
dude. I love this.
It's worth it.
You should be more beer tolerant than lactose tolerant, as always. That's a Morning Hog Brew Review staple right there.
So like
be
I
more
said,
beer tolerant.
Right. Exactly. So, like I said, some of these other beers are more pumpkin spice, you know, like a Starbucks coffee or something like that. We've had some great, very complex beers. Gord's Gone Wild is like a pumpkin pie.
Yes,
you almost taste the graham cracker.
Yes,
you taste the pumpkin filling.
The creaminess of it.
I mean,
it freaks me
wild.
Out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it's a mental thing. And I know there's science involved in it, right? And there's like the There's Damn. there's a whole brewing process that brings those flavors. Yep. But it does taste like if you took a pumpkin pie, threw it in a blender, poured beer on it, and chugged it.
I almost wonder if they do that.
Or sipped it with like a straw. Pumpkin pie float.
Right.
Huh, that's good, Jeff.
Well, so some of the bars out there, Steve's so this all of these are available on draft. So you definitely want to check out the website.
Okay, you talk about srparrot.com/beer finder. That's pumpkin edition. Yep. Don't type that in now. Just beer finder.
Yep. So all of them are draft and packaged.
Okay.
Gore's Gone Wild was 6%. But I've seen people do like cinnamon sugar rims on their pint glass and stuff like that. So just kind of enhance the beer slightly.
You know, I've seen that too. That's like, is that a newer thing? I just have seen that recently over the last couple of weeks where people have got cinnamon and sugar around the rims of their beers.
Yeah, it's one of those things I think, you know, one or two bars was doing it, and then social media gets out there, and you go to try to home. You guys do this type of deal.
It's extra dishes to do at home, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Just lick it. Let your dog lick it off if you have to.
I just throw away all my glasses. You get so many pint glasses.
You got a lot of pint glasses. Yeah. You don't have to worry about it. Josh has got a hell of a glass bill.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a perfect finisher.
Yep. It almost finishes like dessert, so that's why we did it last.
It is. Very well done. Well, four great beers.
Indeed.
Again, the information there is at srprod.com/beerfinder to find these beers and then to pour them right in your mouth before the holidays and run and get them now because they'll be gone soon.
Absolutely.
Right? That's the only sad part of this episode. It's not sad, though. I still have beer, so cheers.